We have one final item. We saved the best for last. Andrew Abbey is here. And Carla, would you please read Council Item 393?
Declare intent to initiate local improvement district formation proceedings to construct street, sidewalk, stormwater, and sanitary sewer improvements in the Northeast 55th through 57th Avenues and Killingsworth Street Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, President Fish. I believe we're all aware of this LID. It has now changed since our last hearing on it. And Andrew Abbey is here, he'll quickly walk us through all this. This is a council-initiated local improvement district, so we'll be voting today on the resolution, and that then kicks off the process. And I will remind council that this is a great opportunity to leverage Habitat for Humanity funding for the majority of this LID with substantial PBOT, Bureau of Transportation System Development Charges, dollars for significant economies of scale while delivering much-needed infrastructure to diverse and underserved populations in Northeast Portland.
Andrew, before we call on you, can we ask our friends up in the second tier what school you're from?
Buckman.
From Buckman? Buckman. Well,
welcome.
This is Democracy in Action. We're glad you're here, folks. Andrew Abbey.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. We're having a minor technical difficulty with getting the presentation up and running. I've handed out the hard copies, and I'll just go ahead and walk those through while we get that squared away. So the project that we're bringing before you today would double the number of north-south connections that we're proposing to build in Cully. So previously, we were just looking at building Northeast 57th Avenue. Some of the feedback that we got from property owners along 57th Avenue was that with the lack of connecting and improved north-south connections in Cully between Northeast 52nd and 60th Avenues, that there was concern that we not have one connection opened up and then have that one connection bear the brunt of the traffic. And so the key change that we've made here is to also put Northeast 55th Avenue south of Emerson into the project scope so that we would do something unprecedented, which we haven't done before to my knowledge, which is to build not one but two newly improved north-south connections in Cully. And I think that's a very important model moving forward because Cully does have such a severe lack of north-south connections. One of the things we grapple with is prioritizing where to improve streets. And sometimes there's a tendency to want to pick one street and improve that one. But I think the big takeaway from the outreach process with the property owners and the Cully Association of Neighbors is that we really do need to look at this holistically. And in some cases, it may be better for us to put a little bit more of our eggs in one basket and build two connections to more evenly disperse the traffic than to just build one street in isolation. So if you look at slide two of the PowerPoint, you can see 57th would be improved from Killingsworth to Emerson. The amount proposed for assessment on those property owners is unchanged from what we were discussing with them late last year and early this year. We would have a new assessment for Trinity Lutheran Church and School over on 55th and Emerson. And I think this really underscores the importance of making these connections. Cully is a very diverse community, and it has it's the only majority minority neighborhood in the city of Portland. There's a disproportionate number of people who rely on multimodal options to get around. So we have a mobile home park on the north side of Killingsworth at 57th. We have a school over at 55th in Killingsworth. We have another school to the south, Regular Elementary School. So what we're attempting to do with this project is build the needed connectivity in Cully. As you know, we had a five-alarm fire in Cully in March. A couple weeks ago, there was a police incident a few blocks away that resulted in the streets being blocked. And when you have those kind of incidents come up, then having these additional connections is really very important. Thank you very much, Carla. So here's the slide that I've been describing to you. So we're proposing the 378 feet of improvements on Northeast 57th Avenue. We have a relatively short connection on Northeast 55th Avenue, a little over 100 feet. And then we also have some sidewalk connections on Killingsworth Street. And I just want to put this into context a little bit for you. So Cully has 9.3% of its streets unpaved, which is about triple the citywide average. We have paved through an LID one street since 1998. Just to put this into perspective, Vera Katz was mayor in 1998. She got elected 26 years ago. So improvements have been a long time coming in Cully. I mentioned the diversity of Cully. As of 2010, it was 21% Hispanic, 16% African American. Just moving on to this next slide, this is the last LID we did in Cully. So this was the east-west street, Alberta Street, that we built just east of Sacagawea Park. We certainly had a lot of discussions with the neighborhood that this was the only east-west street for a long distance around. Suffice to say that we bit the bullet and got that street improved, and the residents have been very happy with it. The concern about a lot of cut-through traffic is just simply not materialized. This is what the street looked like as we were constructing it in 2014. So it's just been a really remarkable improvement, and we'd just like to build on this for the next LID in Cully. And just to wrap up my presentation, this is the south side of Killingsworth Street. We have a high-frequency bus line here. I believe it's the second highest ridership in the TriMet system. There's no place for people to walk to get to the bus, so we want to build sidewalks as part of this project. We received a I communicated with TriMet on this, and they indicated the importance of having sidewalk connections connecting to transit because they make big investments in service frequency, and they really wanted to see sidewalk not just on Killingsworth but also on the streets immediately feeding into Killingsworth to help encourage access to transit. So just one final note, I just wanted to highlight the funding aspect of this. So of the total LID amount of roughly $1.4 million, PBOT is kicking in a little over $800,000. The LID is kicking in $600,000, so PBOT would fund a majority of the cost of this project. I would also note that of the LID portion, $400,000 of that is from institutional property owners, and so roughly two-thirds of the LID amount is from institutional property owners, and one-third are the residential property owners. So it's really a double win for the property owners. There's majority city funding for this, and then of the LID amount, we're leveraging the developer and institutional funding. So I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Colleagues?
Could you go back to the map, please?
Yeah.
Why isn't the property on the other side of 55th from Trinity Lutheran included in the LID?
The reason that they're not included, Commissioner, is that's not an existing passable right-of-way for them. And so that particular frontage really offers more of a systemic benefit. We just didn't. It was a judgment call, Commissioner, but, you know that it's very standard practice to assess people for streets that are open to vehicular use. It just seemed a little bit strange to knock on somebody's door and say, well, the street doesn't currently exist. I think even more importantly, Commissioner, there really isn't, to my knowledge, much redevelopment potential for that particular property. So it just didn't seem to be that nexus of impact to benefit. So
I knew you'd have a good answer, which is why I didn't mind asking the question, even though I hadn't asked it ahead of time. And is Trinity Lutheran in support of this?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I also just want to note, Commissioner, for the record, we did notify the property owners along 57th from Killingsworth down to Prescott and the property owners on 55th that we were doing this. We don't make it a practice of asking people permission to build things in the rights of way, but in the interest of transparency, we did want to notify everybody that we were proposing to do this. I only got one phone call since those letters went out, so I just wanted to note that we did communicate with the property owners as far as what our intentions were.
I think they were watching this quite closely, so I don't see an army of folks with pitchforks, so presumably they're happier at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
So, colleagues, this is a resolution. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we have four people. The first three, please come on up, are David Sweet, Laura Hallett, and Lanny A. Frank.
Why don't we bring all four up if we can?
And David Kurushima.
Good. I think we have four seats, or maybe Andrew.
We only have three chairs up there.
Okay. Andrew, can we put one more?
Yeah,
one more chair. Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy lives to be here. Why don't you kick us off, sir?
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Commissioners, my name is David Sweet. I am the Transportation and Land Use Chair for the Cully Association of Neighbors, CAN. Cully Association of Neighbors is in full support of this LID. As Andrew was pointing out, we were annexed to the City of Portland in 1985, and we lack crucial transportation infrastructure, particularly north-south connectivity between 42nd Avenue and Cully Boulevard, a distance of about a mile. There are no collectors and no arterials going north-south. There are just a couple of neighborhood streets that actually go through our neighborhood. And we end up with pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicular traffic all using just a few routes, often without sidewalks. 28% of the streets in Cully have no sidewalks. So we're doing a lot of sharing of streets, and many of those streets are not improved. The proposal would add two additional north-south connected routes. This is critical for us. It provides access to much-used Conemaugh Park. It provides access to Rigler Elementary School, the Providence Elder Care Center, and, of course, critical emergency access that we very much need, as was pointed out recently with our five-alarm fire. So we're very grateful to Andrew and the Bureau of Transportation for crafting a very creative proposal that gives us not one but two new routes north-south that PBOT has found the money to bring down the cost of this for the neighbors. And very grateful to Commissioner Saltzman for his leadership on this issue. Thank you very much, Commissioner. We're really pleased with this and urge you to support it.
Thank you very much, David. Welcome, sir.
Yes, I am Lanny A. Frank. I'm Properties Chairperson for Trinity Lutheran Church. And I'm also...
Move the mic a little closer to
okay.
Your mouth. Thanks.
Yeah. And I'm also a resident of the Cully neighborhood, about three blocks away from the church. Trinity was established in 1891, and it moved to this area in 1959. We consider ourselves a member of the community. We are for creating a better north and south connection to the inner part of the neighborhood. We have people cutting through our property because there is no street on 55th. We have them cut through, they cut through our property to get to the bus. And just the other day, I realized that the high school students also cut through our property to get to the city bus. And we've had some negative problems with this, as one day we had somebody actually knock down the fence at the end of 55th and drive through. We have people cutting through our property when we are having recess, most of them really great people, it sometimes makes the teachers a little bit nervous. One instance is that we think there was a drug deal going across there between 55th and Emerson. Our church and school is very active in the community. Last weekend, we had a cleanup, a Cully cleanup, which I believe is probably the largest in the city of Portland. And we volunteer our land for that. We also open it for Easter egg hunts with the community, and we have no problems with children coming after school, playing in our playgrounds, playing soccer on our fields, even running their dogs on our field. And there are some really great people. They pick up after themselves, and we respect them. The school and the church is very open with the Latino community. We have a food bank on our property, and we sponsor ESL for the Latinos. Our school is about equally divided between Latinos, Afro-Americans, and European-Americans. So I hear the buzzer going off, so I probably should close. But we would appreciate it if you approve this route between through there. We feel it will have very little impact on through traffic. In fact, it will be just letting the inner neighborhood people access to Killingsworth.
Mr. A. Frank, thank you very much, and your statement will be made part of the record.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Laura Hallett. I'm the on-site manager of the Arbor Mobile Home Park, which I'm sure you're all aware of was a very negative space and time. We're a very positive park now, and we are 100% in support of this. Many of my tenants are walkers. All of their children go to Wrigler. They have to walk up a street that is high traffic with no sidewalks if they choose to go to the school with their children and walk up there, because there is no public transportation between our place and Wrigler Elementary. So this will give them a safe environment to walk. On top of that, as you know, we've had two very, very significant problems within Cully, the fire, and then just a couple of weeks ago, the hostage situation. We were locked in a position where we had minimal access to get out. So if you were in the zone to evacuate, your choices were Cully or and down Killingsworth, which was closed, or up Cully, which is a one-way lane and is congested. So we didn't have enough access to get in and out. So for those reasons, the Arbor Mobile Home Park, and then myself as a resident of the Cully neighborhood for the last 11 years, are 100% in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir, welcome.
Hi. My name is David Kurishima. I'm one of the residents on 57th between Killingsworth and Prescott. I've been there for about 10 years, own a house there, and I've also worked for the Community Cycling Center and taught bike camp at Wrigler Elementary. So I am also in favor of this connection through. As a resident on 57th, though, I am just concerned about traffic calming measures that I was unfortunately, I didn't know if this was the best place to address this, but this is like the first thing I had heard about it. And I'm just concerned because like on 52nd, I think it's the other closest interconnection between Prescott, Killingsworth, and there's plenty of speed bumps and traffic calming measures there. And I'm as a resident of a neighborhood that has very few through connections and very long blocks, I do notice that particularly late at night, people drive very fast in the neighborhood, and I just have concerns about this connection just increasing traffic and particularly high-speed traffic on that neighborhood street. So that's really my only concern. I'm really excited to see more low-income housing coming into the neighborhood and more city improvements on the street, so I appreciate it.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you very much. Carla, does that conclude our public testimony?
That's all who signed up.
Colleagues, any follow-up questions? This is a resolution, so we'll be taking it to a vote. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank everybody who's participated in this. I want to particularly thank Andrew Abbey for the great work he does with neighbors and people to bring consensus. And this is, as I said in my opening remarks, this is also very important for Habitat for Humanity, which is creating part of the neighborhood out there, too. And I just wanted to also thank Matt Grum in my office for his work on this as well. Hi.
You, Daly.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and everyone that came here today to testify. It's great to see this come to an amenable conclusion, or I should say agreement. We haven't concluded it yet until those streets are built. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Salzma, for your dedication of transportation money to this project. It represents an investment in an underserved community, underserved from many different standpoints, and demonstrates the city's commitments and PBOT's commitment to making those investments where they make the most difference. Thank you, Andrew Abbey. Once again, you have proven your worth to the citizens of Portland and taken a project which was contentious, to say the least, at the last time we had it here, and gotten it so that everybody's in support. And thank you to those who took the trouble to come down. We often do hear from people who are upset about things, and not quite so often from people who are in support. So thank you for doing that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The resolution passes. That concludes our official business. We'll be back at 2 o'clock to take up the 2035 Comprehensive Plan Amendments. We're adjourned. Thank you all.